Six pack of Oilers, fifth Mishnah. It's a little complicated. Mishnah will use the Vilna Gaon's Perush. Atume Bein HaKoyres. The ceilings were made up of beams, and on top of the beams were the cement that we discussed in the previous Mishnah. V'tachtei Klipas Hashum. And there's a thin mechitza underneath it. So basically, the ceiling is made up of a thin ceiling, and then on top of these beams, and on top of that, the thick layer of the cement. So if there's a tumah in this area that is sealed off from all sides, because there's a thin mechitza underneath it, and there's a thick floor above it, if there's a tefach in that area, it's tummy. Why? Because the concept of a kever sosum, a sealed off kever, is metama all around it. Mele tumah will go up and down. Ancient b'seach tefach. If it's not a full tefach, then roim is a tumah kiilu hu oitem. We look at it as if this area is a solid area. Mele is part of the floor, and the rule of the part of the floor that we learned in the previous mission is if it's half of the thickness to the bottom, and shaykh to the bottom floor, and it's half of the thickness to the top, and shaykh to the upper floor. So basically, in this situation, there's no tefach there. We look at it as if the floor is thicker. That is an addition to the floor. And you measure half of that, and like we said before, the lower half is shaykh to the bottom room, and the upper half is shaykh to the upper room. How is the nearest betoich ha-ba'is? If the mechitz underneath was, there wasn't a mechitz underneath, there's an opening. So benkach or benkach, whether it was the half of the thickness of that area closer to the bottom floor or to the upper floor, the bais tamei, that lower floor will be tamei, because since it's exposed to the house, we look at it as if it's inside that room.